If you allow yourself to dream, vividly imagine it in your mind, speak it out in faith, then according to God's word, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believing, you shall receive.
One of the issues with the body of Christ is that they're trying to live on someone else's revelation. They go to church on Sunday and listen to the pastor's positive message and think that everything's going to be okay now and they'll live happily ever after. But the Bible says, happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. That tells me that wisdom must be found first. You have to work to find wisdom.
Welcome to All Things Are Possible podcast with your host, S.T. Smith, where you'll get the uncompromised word of God in bite-sized nuggets. So grab your Bible and get ready for some good news. Now here's your host, S.T. Smith.
Hello and welcome to episode 35 of All Things Are Possible. I'm your host, S.T. Smith, reminding you that Jesus is Lord. The power inside you is greater than any problem you're facing, and all things are possible with God. So with the Word of God open on the screen in front of me, let's look at this week's nugget. As mentioned in the last episode, the faith walk isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. It isn't a three-day or two-week experience. It's a way of life. If you're going to enjoy happiness and all the other things that the Bible says that wisdom will produce, you're going to have to work at it. How? By acting on God's word. We read in Hebrews 4:11, "Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest." You must work in order to rest. Someone said, now don't be getting into that work stuff. No, I'm not talking about religious works. If we understand clearly what the rest of the Lord is, then it takes effort to rest in the finished work of the Lord. You have to stop trusting in your own works and rest in what Jesus has freely provided by grace. And that takes effort. Look, if wisdom is hidden, it must be found. So the next thing we have to figure out is, where is it hidden and how can we find it? Well, Proverbs 2 and verse 6 gives us a pretty good clue. It says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." What? Out of his mouth comes wisdom? Yes, out of his mouth, out of his mouth. When God talks, his wisdom is revealed. The Bible contains the wisdom that's come out of the mouth of God. But listen, sound and godly wisdom is hidden for the righteous, not from them. Let that soak in. Some people say, but I can't get anything out of reading the Bible. It's too hard to understand. No, it's not. Read verses 6 and 7 together. "For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous." Can you see what God has hidden away for you? Let's read those same verses in the Amplified Bible. "For the Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He hides away sound and godly wisdom and stores it for the righteous." So we see that sound and godly wisdom is hidden for the righteous, not from them. Somebody said, yeah, but the Bible says that God's ways are past finding out. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're higher than our thoughts. Yes, the Bible says that. But thank God that's found in the Old Testament. Old Testament people were not born again or baptized in the Holy Spirit. They didn't have the mind of Christ. New Testament believers can have all this. If you're a true believer, you're the righteousness of God in Christ. And godly wisdom is hidden in God's word for you. Yeah, but I know it's written somewhere, "Eye is not seen, nor ear is heard, neither is entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared." Okay, well, keep reading. The next verse says, "But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 2, "Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Now, if you're carnal, a natural person, he says you won't receive the things of the Spirit of God, and they may even appear foolish to you. And neither can you know them because they're spiritually discerned. Paul is simply saying we can't know the things of God without divine revelation. When using only human wisdom, we're blinded to the things of God, just as the princes of this world were when they crucified Jesus. But we can clearly see in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10 that God has granted us a revelation of these mysteries through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. So we need to quit trying to understand God's wisdom through our own mental abilities. Those who don't love the Lord can't tap into God's wisdom. But the Lord has made provision for those who love him to receive this supernatural wisdom. Every believer can access the wisdom of God through the revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit. You know, someone might ask, well, why is it hidden? I mean, why didn't God make it easy so we wouldn't have to hunt for it? Well, personally, I think it's because he doesn't want a group of lazy people. God wants an army. He hid sound and godly wisdom to our advantage, not disadvantage. God's not limiting us by hiding it. He's making us unlimited by hiding it for us, not from us. See, godly wisdom is hidden from Satan. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. God's wisdom has been made known to the church, and the principalities and powers can't get in on it until the church tells them. So look, the next time you ask for wisdom and you get it, don't go telling it to everyone you meet. That's when the devil finds out that it's, and that's how he starts throwing all of life's curveballs and obstacles in front of you. Keep the devil guessing. Look, as we walk in the power and victory that Jesus provided, we constantly show Satan and his demons their folly and God's infinite wisdom. If someone gives you a treasure map and told you to start at point A and you'll find a treasure hidden at where X marks the spot, you probably follow all the clues, right? You make the necessary arrangements to meet all the conditions. You know that the treasure is hidden at point X, but that's not enough. Once you know where the treasure is buried, you have to dig it out. Well, that treasure is the wisdom of God, and it's hidden in God's word. Get busy in the word of God and dig it out. Search the word, speak the word, and dwell on and meditate on the word. Roll that word over and over again in your imagination. Remember, that word meditate means to fix your mind on or to dwell. Speak it over and over and over. Well, you say, I don't have time to meditate on the word of God. Well, you have time to worry, don't you? Worry is meditating or dwelling on what the devil says. Worry fixes your mind on what's been said that's contrary to what God's word says. If you have time to worry, then you have time to find God's wisdom. Here's a nugget for you. Jesus is wisdom personified. Jesus is the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says that Christ is the power and wisdom of God. And Colossians 2:3 says that all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in him. So if you've been born again, you already have the wisdom and knowledge of God inside you. Man, that's great. Remember, godly wisdom for your finances is found in the word. X marks the spot. As you meditate on the word of God, roll that word over and over in your imagination. Think about it. Dwell on it. Speak it. You'll open the door to the Spirit of God to reveal to you the wisdom that's in your spirit man and reveal the understanding of his word. And happy is the man that gets understanding. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and come back for the next episode where S.T. Smith teaches how all things are possible through God's word.